bachelorette party. So it happened one Saturday evening. I was working the evening shift, holding down the fort. It was a busy late afternoon and early evening, as there were many check-ins. A couple of large groups, college students from Japan, here to take tours of the university in a large bachelorette party. They had blocked out about 12 rooms in all. Once the rush of check-ins was over and I'd answered all the requests for extra towels, shampoos, coffee, and the usual miscellaneous stuff, things started to quiet down. Most guests were heading out to dinner. The bachelorettes were getting ready to head to their party. I chilled at the front desk, mostly on the internet, but I did manage to answer a few emails and to keep the coffee station clean. The bachelorettes came by the desk about 7 p.m., a group of blondes in their early 20s, dressed to the nines in glittering dresses, makeup, and jewelry. They'd been drinking. A few carried cups of champagne. One had a beer. They were loud, laughing. One or two were trashed, already staggering and slurring their speech. One in particular caught my eye. Tall, with a nice, full rack, smoking hot, athletic body. Pretty face, with nice, full lips and dark eyes. She gave me a look and a smile. Her eyes glimmered. I liked the way her ass moved as she walked, a little awkwardly in the high heels. She had nice, broad shoulders, which were bare with the sparkling white dress she was wearing. "You're working on a Saturday? Oh, man. Have some of this." She poured me out some champagne in a paper coffee cup. "Thanks," I laughed. "I'm on duty, though. I really shouldn't." "There's no one here, and we won't tell," she laughed. There were cameras in the main lobby, one of them above the front desk, but it was doubtful management ever paid attention to these, unless there was a good reason to. Realizing this, I felt more carefree. Plus, it was a part-time job, so if anything did happen, it wasn't that big of a deal to me. The booze was in a coffee cup, and no one would know the difference. No one was checking up on me too closely. Besides, I was the star member of the staff and could do no wrong. Not hard to accomplish considering all the flakes who worked there and the high turnover. I showed up on time, and I did my job, which put me several steps above everyone else. "You should leave. Just close this place up and come to the strip club with us," they laughed. "Yeah, come on, dude." "I wish," I laughed. "We're going to drink a few for you." "Cheers," I said, tossing some back. "Cheers," the tall blonde said and raised her glass. She kind of winked at me, regarding me in a praising way, or so I thought. Her nostrils flared slightly, her eyes glimmered. She licked the champagne off her lips, which were full and covered in that transparent gloss. She towered a few inches above the other girls. I love a tall woman, the long, muscular legs, and she seemed fun, free-spirited, the qualities in a woman that instantly attract me. Immediately, I imagined myself pulling that dress up above her ass, grabbing her ass cheeks, and giving her a good fuck from behind, pulling the dress down so those plump, perky tits could spill out and I could get them in my mouth. I had an intuition, and my intuition, I felt, was usually pretty good, and that she was wild in bed, a young blonde, sex tigress, full of energy and a lust she couldn't completely control. They were gone on the way out the door to their party. They left a nice mess of sticky champagne on the desk counter in the lobby floor for me to clean up. It was surely going to be a wild party, as a few of them were already fucked up. I brought out some cleaning rags and a mop and took care of it pretty quickly. Then things were quiet and tranquil, with most of the guests gone. I thought I might not see any of them again, since my shift ended at midnight, and they would likely to be out partying much later than that. I ate dinner and messed around on the internet to pass the time. Made the rounds a few times, checked the doors to make sure they were locked, that nothing unusual was happening anywhere. The routine stuff. Thinking of the hot blonde had me feeling a little horny, and maybe trying my luck in the bars after my shift to see if I could pick someone up. After all, it was a Saturday night, and I really needed a piece of ass. It had been a while. Cobwebs were growing around my cock, I lamented, and always thought of this joke that an old girlfriend said to me once, after we hadn't seen each other for a few weeks. "I have cobwebs around my pussy," she said. "I really need to see you." It was a little after 10 p.m. when I was surprised to see the bachelorettes stumble back through the lobby. They were literally carrying one of their drunk friends. "She got sick. It wasn't pretty." A couple of them weren't feeling well. They'd burn out so early. The plan was to get them in bed, make sure they were all right, and a few of the others would go out again afterwards. My blonde looked a little buzzed, but she was doing all right. She stopped at the desk, leaning forward on it with her elbows, her eyes a little glassy, her face a little reddish, but with a mischievous gleam and a slight smile at the corner of her lips. "Sorry about the hassle," she started. "No hassle at all. No worries," I said. "Can I ask a favor? I think you need another towel. And I'm out of coffee. Could you bring some more up to my room?" I had a feeling she didn't really need these things and just wanted me to come to her room and needed a reason, but I wasn't completely sure. "Thanks. You're awesome, dude. What's your name?" "Lee? I'm Carrie." "I've got more of that champagne," she winked. "You're welcome to have some. I might have to take you up on that." "I hope you do," she said. She gave me a look here as if trying to be direct, making sure I caught her meaning. I can only describe it as a look of a lady in heat.